Welcome to Magical Mondays with the Psychic Cowgirl Shannon and Psychic Sidekick Virginia. We will be discussing metaphysical topics, psychic and intuitive development, and self-empowerment. Join us for information, laughter, and connection each Monday. Thanks for being here.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Magical Mondays. This is Shannon, and my sidekick's hanging out here, too. Hi, Virginia.
Hi, Shannon. Hi, everyone.
How are you today?
I'm a little stressed and a little tense from school, but I'm okay. Otherwise, I'm good. Not as affected as you are.
Oh, this full moon, man. Whoa. I don't know if it's the full moon or it's all this other stuff I have cooking, but yeah. On Saturday, when I went to the city, my girlfriend says to me, "Wow, you're really out of it today." I'm like, "Why, thanks." Pretty hair will help, but yeah. I'm like, I couldn't drive places. I had to like really focus and think about how I was going to get there. And then I just gave up and said, "Okay, take me there." And I ended up where I needed to go, and I'm not even sure. Yeah. It was just a weird day.
I have those days, too. I think we're all allowed them, and I think the full moon causes a lot of them. And lately, I feel like the new moon has been causing quite a few of them also.
Really? It's the full moon that's been getting me. The new moon's been good. And fear, like really, like I've had heartburn since Saturday night, and I don't get heartburn. Yeah, and funky dreams, and yeah. So, you know, a psychic who's feeling like this, what do? I found an astrologer, and I booked a reading.
There you go.
I'll tell you how it goes after next Monday, because actually my appointment's on Monday.
Oh, nice. So I have something exciting to talk about.
Yeah, I haven't met her before, so this will be fun.
You were supposed to say we always have something exciting to talk about.
Oh, sorry. We always have something exciting to talk about. I'm distracted. I'm thinking about my astrology reading.
I've never had one before.
Really? I've had a few. I want to get rid of my full moon funky energies.
I don't know why it's been the opposite for me and why I get all the odd, weird full moon energies at the new moon lately. For the past, probably since this year started, that's been happening.
That's interesting. So when everybody else is wacky, you're nice and calm. And then when you're wacky, we're all calm. That worked.
Pretty much, because I'm very calm right now. And you were talking to me about the energies, and I'm like, I'm fine. I don't know what's wrong with her. But in 2 weeks, I'll be wacky and wonky and all over the place.
In 2 weeks. All right.
Yeah. So
you
prepared.
Bounce me out today, and I'll bounce you out then. Yeah.
That works.
And I'll let you know my astrology reading. I might only share some of it. It might be so good that I don't want to tell you until after. See,
that's
I'm wacky. Full moon. So should we start talking about prayers and affirmations?
Sure.
So, go start.
Oh, I thought you were asking if I wanted you to start. I was agreeing.
No.
I was typing in the chat room. Well, I Googled a couple things online because I wanted to see what other people out there had to say about what they feel prayer is. So before we talk about what we think it is, I'll read these things that I found. One site said that, it said prayer is a communication process that allows us to talk to our higher source, and to many people prayer seems complicated, but it is simply talking to our higher source, which I can see that. I can agree with that.
Okay.
And then I found another one that says prayer is a form of meditation upon the power and presence of God in our world. When we pray, we are entering into a sacred union with God. And I can agree with that one also.
You didn't like the prayer is a communication process that allows us to talk to our higher source?
Yeah, that was the first one I just read. You really are wonky today.
Well, I was trying to wait and find a nice spot to jump in without interrupting you. I'm trying to be polite here. But I want to ask you, how come you don't like that one?
No, I said I can agree with it.
Oh, you can? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
My ears, then. Let me fix my headphones. See? Funky. Full moon, I tell ya.
We will get
I like
this
that
tonight.
One, too. Yeah. And so
and then,
you're also taking a prayer class, right?
I am. I just finished a prayer therapy class, so using
nice.
Prayer as a therapy. And my new class now is comparative religion, so maybe we'll have some religion shows down the line. I don't know, though.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk privately about that first.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know.
I went and looked up a bunch of stuff from my ministry class. So, yeah, I have lots to add for later.
Okay. So I wanted to say that... in the class, we had a question about prayer therapy and if we feel that it works and if it's effective and what we felt about modalities such as laying on of hands and other energetic healing like Reiki or therapeutic touch, what our thoughts were and if we thought they were the same or they weren't the same. And there was a lot of, it was a really good question, and there was a lot of, not a lot, but there was a couple of people who didn't think that healing prayer and energetic healing, such as Reiki or therapeutic touch, were one and the same. So what are your thoughts on that?
That's interesting. I think they're one and the same. When I'm doing my healing, I'm connecting. And I'm not doing the healing, I'm being the channel. So to me, that is like the same type of energy, just a different frequency.
Right, and I completely agree. I think they are one and the same because somebody said, and I don't have it in front of me, so I can't quote them verbatim, but it was something along the lines of healing prayer is channeling God's healing energy through prayer, whereas Reiki or therapeutic touch is more metaphysical and it's not channeling the healing power. But I completely disagree. I think that that is exactly what you're doing if you're doing energetic healing work. But that's just my thought.
I agree, too, because it's all energy, right? Just, like I said, different frequencies.
Right.
If anybody in the chat room has any thoughts on this, if any of you guys do Reiki or other types of healing, fire us a message.
Or call us and talk about it.
And it's interesting that people would think it's separate, but I can see why they would think it's separate.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it, I don't know, maybe perhaps religion keeps it kind of separate.
That could be.
But if you
or maybe they just don't have,
it.
Right? That's what I was gonna say. Maybe they don't have experience with it, so they don't really know what it involves or what it entails. And I mean, and all I could do was give my opinion on what I thought it was because I'm not a practitioner of Reiki or therapeutic touch or any of that. So all I could do was just give my opinion on it, which was that they essentially are one and the same. And then another question, I don't remember the exact question that we were given, but the discussion was leading to prayer and our thoughts and what was the other thing? Like, and affirmations and kind of how it all tied in. And so my answer to this was, think about it this way. What is a prayer? Okay. What is a prayer that is not spoken out loud? Couldn't you say that that an unspoken prayer is a thought, even though it's a powerful one, it's still just a thought? So if we move forward with that theory, then it goes to say that your thoughts are forming your destiny, or your thoughts that are forming your destiny are actually also prayers to your higher source who helps you live your destiny by delivering to you the things that you need help with. And I know that was a really long sentence, but do you get where I was going with that?
Yes. And I agree. Because it all starts with a thought, right?
Right.
Because when you're praying to yourself, it is thoughts. You're just kind of projecting them.
Right. I can't agree more. Go ahead.
I think so. Something that I came across about, like, thoughts and then making them into prayers, which I thought was really interesting. A daily attitude must agree with your prayer. It is senseless if you pray one moment and doubt the next. A wise person once wisely surmised that your every thought is a prayer. To pray 10 minutes a day and then have lingering doubts 23 hours and 50 minutes a day is an exercise in futility. As such, if you pray, you must align the rest of your thoughts each and every day until your prayer is answered. Allowing
That's
doubt
great.
To be in your mind when you are not formally praying is closing your mind to your prayer. Now, isn't that interesting, right? I bet we sometimes forget about that.
Right, because you can't, I'm trying to think of something off the top of my head. Something's coming, but you can't pray for some one thing, but then have your actions go against what it is you're praying for, or your
right, or
even your thoughts for the rest of the day.
Right. Pray for the 10 minutes or sit down, have a meditation, which is a form of prayer, and then for the rest of the day be full of self-doubt, right? That won't work.
Right.
Oh, we have prayer equals energetic intention in the chat room. Yes.
I agree. It's putting that energy and that intention out there. Your thoughts create, even if you're not saying a prayer per se, your thoughts do kind of create your reality around you. So if you're
yes.
constantly thinking, I wish I had a new car, or I want a new car, or what you're putting it out there, that want for that new car, or that new house, or whatever it is, eventually it becomes yours because you keep that intention out there.
Right. Oh, and Susan says, you have to believe your prayers are going to be answered. That's faith. Yes.
And I think that's so key to having any type of prayer practice or method or anything you do. If you don't have faith in what you're praying for and who you're praying to, it's almost like, what's the point?
Right, because then you're creating that doubt, and you'll end up focusing more on that. So, well, like we said, if you sat and prayed for 10 minutes and the rest of the day is your doubt, well, that's a whole lot more minutes, right?
Right. So you just spent that 10 minutes of prayer for nothing.
Kind of. And then that fits in, like, with the positive thinking, right? You just reframe it.
Right.
So if you were, praying that you wanted, I don't know, what would you want?
What would I want? I want, let's say, a new house.
Okay. And I would say you want to manifest for that. But manifesting is a form of prayer.
Right. Okay, so...
But if you say manifesting and prayer are similar energies, when I say that you're going to manifest for it, it's really easy for you to keep it in a positive light, isn't it?
Much easier.
But if you're going to say that you're going to pray for it, it feels like a time limitation. Now,
right.
Isn't that interesting?
I feel like if you say you're going to pray for it, you're saying you're asking for it in the hopes that you'll get it. If you say you're manifesting it, you're creating it to be your reality.
Yes. Look at those two
That's
words feel so different.
Right. That's interesting.
It is
amazing
interesting.
Insight on a Monday night.
Woo! On a full moon. Woohoo!
Oh, you never know what you're going to get with us, I tell ya.
That is true. Well, I ponder these things. I love when we set up the radio show, because in that week before, I always have things happen or I ponder all these things. And I think about this a lot. I think praying as a formal practice is fantastic, but I think we need to keep it a little bit lighter so that we can keep in the energy for the whole day.
Okay, repeat that for me one more time. works. I'm trying to get a grip.
So if we have prayer as a formal practice where we set aside 10 minutes and we're going to pray
mm-hmm.
and then go about the rest of our day, it feels limiting. Like it doesn't feel like, I don't know, it just feels like you focus for that 10 minutes and then you sort of forget about it. If you call it a meditation, it's probably going to keep in your mind a little bit longer. Isn't that strange to me, though? Why does prayer have a different feeling of an energy? Prayer feels like it's got a time limit on it. Like I'm going to sit down and pray for 10 minutes, or I'm going to sit down and pray for an hour. I don't know. Maybe it's
but
a religion.
And I don't think of it like that. I think of it like it doesn't have to be set aside at a certain time or a certain ritual. Like, those thoughts don't come to my mind at all. I just think when I hear prayer, it does kind of make me cringe a teeny tiny bit inside because it makes me think of, like, crazy holy rollers or something. And it doesn't have to be like that.
But if you use the word meditate, it feels better, doesn't it?
Yes, and even though it's the same energy, that's a little nuts. But to say that you have to, like, set it aside or schedule it in somewhere just feels
weird.
It feels unnatural, and it feels forced, and it's almost like, let's be honest, this is what came to my head when you said, you know, if we have it formal and we have to set aside 10 minutes each day, it makes me think of trying to, like, plan your sex life. Like, it's just not as fun.
10 minutes each day.
It's forced. It's not as natural, and you might not enjoy it as much or
and
get as much out of it as you should.
Who knew?
It's the full moon.
It is. See, blame the full moon for everything today.
But
I agree. Yet, I don't set aside formally time to pray because it just doesn't even occur to me. I meditate when I feel like it. I do send prayers, though. I send my, you know, my ho'oponopono all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I do that, like, periodically throughout my day. When I'm thinking of somebody, if they pop in my head, I send them a prayer. Or my Buddhist prayer of kindness that I love. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live life with ease. I send that out constantly.
That's the one that didn't work for us last week, right?
Yeah.
That's
because we had to wait.
And now I don't have any, like, specific prayers like you do, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce the first word that you said. I know what it is, but I'm not going to try and pronounce it. But I will find myself randomly just sending out, like, a loving thought, which really is the same, you know, essentially along the same lines as a prayer. I'll find, and, like, today, for example, I ran to the store, and there's a church that's right down the street from us, and there was a funeral service going on. So anytime I happen to pass by a church or a funeral home and I see a hearse sitting outside and the family and everything, I always just, you know, throw out a real quick, please bless their soul and their family and friends. Because
nice.
I just feel like, you know, to pay respect in some form. I don't know who the person is, but it's just anytime you see that, you know, someone has just passed away and, you know, there's a lot of grief going on for their families and there's a huge transition going on for their soul. So I just throw out a quick, and that's what I'll find myself doing even in other situations. Like you said, someone pops into my head, I'll just throw out a quick, you know, throw a little something their way or a little loving thought or something.
Hey.
So it's along the same lines. It's just not, you know, I don't have like a specific one that I know or say.
Right.
I guess is what I'm trying to get at. And the girls in the chat room are talking about
they have
gratitude.
Lots of great insight.
I know. I haven't even been able to read it because I know I'm going to get distracted. So I'm going to have to go back and look. But I did catch what they were talking about, gratitude and stuff. And I think it's so important to give thanks. You know, I do this at the end of any prayer I say. I always say thank you in advance, for any help you provide or your continued help or love or whatever it is that I'm thinking about at that moment. And I think that's so important to give the gratitude and the thanks. And that's another thing we talked about in the prayer therapy class is like the different forms of prayer, which Susan had mentioned prayer is petition. We learned that petition is a form of prayer. You know, there's a gratitude prayer, a Thanksgiving prayer. There's so many different types. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. And if you can think of any, throw them out there and interrupt me, Shannon. Like intercessory prayer, healing prayer.
Well, Susan Smith says when she can't find something that's lost, she prays, bring to light that which is in darkness, and it always works. She finds it.
Nice.
I love that. I use that, too. I use that to try to understand what people are doing. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't, but I think it's because I really don't need to know.
True. And I, when I'm trying to figure out people, when I don't understand somebody or their motives or something, if it's not, usually I pick up on it pretty quickly, but if for some reason it doesn't, I throw a little something out there for a situation. I think it was Lorraine, actually, it was her who had said whenever she's encountered situations like that, she says a quick little, may the God of truth speak, and I've noticed myself using that.
Yes, I use that
times.
One too. Yes.
Because there's...
For understanding.
Yeah, and not even... It's not, even if it's not from my understanding, it's if I see something terribly wrong with a situation and it's because someone is being insanely dishonest, I'll use it then because divine intervention needs to step in to, you know, clear out the situation or whatever needs to be done there, you know?
Yes. Well, sometimes I just don't understand that, but yeah. And then I send them the prayers. I usually do the whole Ho'oponopono if I really don't get it, because then it just makes me feel better.
Right. And then doesn't that, in a sense, kind of release your interest and your tie to the situation because you're putting it back on them?
That's why I do it, because I need to, like, quit worrying about it or quit thinking about it. And I just send them prayers, because whatever I'm supposed to know, I will find out.
Right.
Rather than obsessing. So when we were chatting about this, I said the best part of praying, like when I'm, okay, if I'm trying to figure something out and I get myself all worked up and obsessed and I go, okay, I need to not do this anymore. I need to just forget about it. And I ask for help. I ask for divine guidance. I don't have a specific words I say. I just like say help. And then I usually get within about 45 seconds this really calm, peaceful feeling, and it just makes my energy feel light and giddy and happy, and then I just let it go and I'm done.
Nice.
It's awesome.
I might have to borrow your techniques.
It is, and I just feel really light and giddy because my natural tendency is to vibrate at happy. And so when I get kind of energetically bogged down into something I'm trying to figure out and it makes me feel heavy, I just say, help, I don't want to do this anymore. I need help because obviously I can't get myself out of it or I wouldn't be here.
Right.
And it works every time. It just lifts.
You know what I've been using in those situations?
What?
The sage spray I got from you.
Yes.
That does not leave my purse, and it has become my best friend, let me tell you.
I do like the sage spray. Yes, and if I also sage my house after. But no, this is different than when I'm just feeling bogged down, because it's my own energy I'm feeling bogged down. Yeah, I sage when I'm feeling other people's. Susan Smith says, you let go and let God, and that's exactly what I do.
She also mentioned...
Go ahead.
Well, this is important to think about because, you know, we always pray with the hopes and intentions that the prayers are answered. But she says it's important to keep faith when it seems prayers are delayed being answered. And that was another thing we had to talk about in my class was, you know, what do you do when you feel that a prayer isn't being answered, or do you feel that all prayers are answered? And my feeling is that, yes, they are all answered. However, it may not be the answer we were looking for. So then
right.
we may tend to think it wasn't answered. But my feeling is all prayers are answered, and we just have to be open and willing and accepting of the outcome, whether it's what we wanted it to be or not.
And don't get attached to a certain outcome and think that's the only way it's answered. You have
right.
to be open. You'd have to, like, seriously give it. If you're going to pray for it, you seriously give it to them. Don't pray for it with conditions. It won't work.
Right. And you have to be 100% comfortable and accepting of the outcome, whether it's what you are hoping for or not. You have to be ready and willing to accept it. That's like with psychic readings. I tell people the same thing, because they ask, well, what if, are you going to tell me this? Are you going to tell me something bad? Are you going to, well, it depends on your version of bad, because your version of bad might be me giving you an answer that you didn't want to hear, or opposite of what you wanted to hear. So you
right.
just have to be ready and willing to hear the answer. You have to be okay with whatever the answer is, whether it's yes or no. You have to be okay with it and ready to accept it. And I think it's the same thing with prayer. You have to be ready to accept the outcome, whether it's what you had hoped for or not. I can't stress that enough.
And keep an open mind, because maybe the outcome you thought is not quite what you get, but it ends up being even better.
Right.
I've found it always ends up being even better.
You have to want, like you said, without condition, and want the best for all involved in the situation. And then it
yes.
always ends up being the way it was meant to be. So you just have
yes.
to be accepting of it.
Yes, pray for the highest good of all involved. Susan just put that
mm-hmm.
in the chat room too. I agree. And then, because later on, when you look back, you realize that, oh, what I thought I wanted there, and I didn't get exactly that, I got this all instead. Oh, way better. Hindsight,
right.
2020, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't
and
get
the other thing
to
is
outcome.
You have to be, oh, I'm sorry, just talking over you.
I just said don't get attached to your outcomes.
Right. But at the same time, if you want something, don't you feel you have to be kind of specific in what it is? Like, if you're trying, well, that's more manifesting, I guess. So if you're trying to manifest something, you should be a little specific. If you say you want, didn't you say this with your whole ranch or something? Like, you had to put in the specifics, because
yes.
you could just say, I want a new house, and it could be the shack that's in shambles down the street.
That's
but you
right.
have a new house that you asked for.
Yes, I got two houses. Who knew I wanted two? Yes. See, look at how much manifesting is coming up with praying. Because you're just
mm-hmm.
aligning your thoughts with the divine.
Right. Susan Smith said she also finds that faith is not begging. I couldn't agree more.
Absolutely.
I don't even think prayer should be begging. I don't think you should
no.
beg for anything. You have to accept what is meant to be.
Well, and just listen, the word faith, when you guys hear that, it has a certain energy. When I say the word begging, feel the energy of that word. That feels heavy and sluggish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And uncomfortable.
Words are important.
Very.
Just like your thoughts. Think about the words that you're using. See if it actually fits what you're doing. Pay attention to the energy of how the word feels in your body, which could lead us to affirmations.
Right. And your little ditty about positive thinking expresses.
Yes. Negative thinking represses. We're just too in tune today.
But it's true. When your thoughts are positive, you start to notice that everything around you is positive. When your thoughts are negative, everything seems to suck in your life. But you don't stop and realize how much negatively you're thinking, how negative your thoughts are. Because
yes.
You're so stuck in the, this sucks, I hate my job, I hate my life, I hate my marriage, I hate my house, I hate... So then everything around it isn't going to be good if you're constantly saying you hate it.
That's true. You need to reframe it. This job may suck, but it's a stepping stone to my next job, so I'm going to do the best I can.
Right.
Because it pays
and hey,
my bills.
Right. Hey, it's a job. I'm making money. I'm getting
paid. I can buy things.
Right.
Yes. I think we do get stuck in a lot of the negative or looking at the negative aspects of our lives. And if we just reframe them, when I've had jobs that, you know, at the time I was thinking, oh my goodness, I need to find a new one. I just realized that, okay, well, I'm here right now, so let's just make the best of it. There are some good parts of it. I mean, I get a lunch break. You know, you got to find the positive.
Right.
And like some of the people I work with, you know, find the positive. This paycheck helps me pay my rent. We're good.
Right.
Because don't you also think, so if you're stuck in that negative, and let's stick with the job thing, stuck in that negative energy about your job, it's going to be harder to go find another one because your energy is so negative. So you go on an interview and you're all in that negative energy space, you really think someone's going to hire you?
No.
Need to reframe it, that it's a stepping stone or that it pays my bills right now and I'll keep eyes open for something else. And yay, I get a lunch break.
Right. I tend to encounter a lot of complainers in my workplace. And it's like you have to find the positive. Everything can't be that bad. It's just not possible.
That's right. If you perceive it that way, though, but that's your perception. That's how you're seeing it.
Right. Just because you're seeing it that way doesn't mean I am. So don't come and muck up my happy, bubbly energy with your yucky, negative, complaining energy. I don't need
that's
to hear
right.
about it.
Stay out of my bubble.
This is my bubble. You keep yours over there.
Absolutely. That's when you do the mirror thing, right? So it reflects back to them so they don't bug you anymore?
Right. Yeah, I get that a lot.
You get the mirrors reflecting back at you? Sorry.
No, I get that. They don't like me anymore. I don't understand why she just doesn't like me and why she just doesn't talk to me. Because all you do is complain.
There you go. They're just not seeing past that, hey?
Right.
So
let's talk about affirmations, because you had a little spell with heartburn.
Oh, yes. Still having it.
Still?
It hit me Saturday hard. I don't know if it was the nachos I had. I don't know. But I've never had heartburn like that unless I've been pregnant, and no, I'm not pregnant. But I am working on something with my business that could be considered kind of a birth.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have a lot of fears around it, and that's what heartburn indicates, because we have the handy-dandy, heal your body, Louise Hay, and heartburn is all about fear, 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 clutching fear. And the affirmation.
That's what I was going to ask.
I breathe freely and fully. I am safe. I trust the process of life. And basically with this, I have to trust myself to make the decision that's best for me and with the highest good of all involved. And so I have actually been praying about that. And I also know that I don't have to make a decision today, tomorrow, or next week. I might make one after I get my astrology reading from Conscious, Cool. I never say that right. Is it Chic? Is that how you say that? She's in the chat room, my new astrologer.
Yeah, I mean, From my understanding, it's pronounced chic.
Cool.
But sometimes people intend it to be chick. So,
okay. She'll
I
have
don't
to
know.
Tell us, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, and Kelly says that she, it makes sense about the heartburn and the fear. Yeah. Yeah. I had some other stuff going on, and it made, but it was bad. Like, I had to get up and have some water, and we had no Tums because none of us has heartburn here. I had to take some of the cherry Maalox for the kids, and it was nasty.
Oh, yuck.
And all day.
That
like,
made
it just
me
wouldn't
cringe.
Go away until I finally went to the store Sunday night after working with my cows. I didn't have it while working with the cows, though, so that was okay.
Well, I mean,
but
your mind
fear.
Was on something else.
Yes, because I wasn't thinking about these decisions I'm in the process of making.
Right.
It's all good stuff. I don't know why I'm being kind of weird about it, but full moon. Blame the full moon.
Well, it's something new, right? It's something different, and don't we all kind of hit a little bit of fear and apprehension when it comes to something new or different in our lives?
Yes. Yes. And it's a huge step for me. I'm taking a big leap, and yeah, apparently I'm terrified, which is okay.
It's understandable.
So,
and that's the thing I love about, go ahead.
I'm going to say, while we're chatting, if anyone in the chat room has things that come up and want us to look up affirmations for you from our Louise Hay books, because I know Virginia has one too, probably handy, we will do that for you.
And I was going to say, that's the thing that I love about this book is it focuses on positive thinking and affirming things to be okay in your life. Instead of being afraid of something or dealing with, what were the, do you know off the top of your head what her three main trigger points were? Wasn't it fear? What was it? No,
I don't know.
Oh, here they are. Oh, there was four. Criticism, anger, resentment, and guilt are the main things, and that basically they all stem from fear in some way, shape, or form. So she says that any dis-ease you have in your body, physically or, pretty much physically, that it corresponds with a mental pattern that you have in your mind, something that you're constantly thinking or worrying about creates this physical ailment, and then she in turn gives you a new thought pattern to replace that thought pattern that causes the problem for you.
Yes. What I like also is that it makes you think.
Right.
Right, because you read it and you think, okay, well, where in my life is this? Oh, no wonder.
Right.
Sometimes you don't even clue in that you're feeling that way.
Mm-hmm.
Until this heartburn attacked me so hard, I thought I was kind of excited about it all. I was a little fearful just because it's a big decision, but I was pretty excited, and then I realized, oh, yeah, I'm, you know, fearful of making the wrong one, or, you know, it's
right.
Big.
Well, and like my, the one when I first got the book, I was flipping through it, and I noticed they had nail biting, which I used to bite my nails like crazy. I mean.
Oh, really?
Terribly. And I'll go through like fits of it where I'll stop. Like right now, I haven't been doing it. But something happens and all of a sudden I'm biting my nails like crazy again. And the probable cause for that is frustration, eating away at the self, or spite of a parent.
Well, then. And anybody that's listened to us knows that you have a little parental issue going on.
Not so much now because I've kind of shifted the energies of it.
Yes,
but
you did.
I'm also not biting my nails right now either, you know? So I think it's a little telling there, and I think it's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny. I know, when you read it and you go, oh, ha ha.
How did they know that?
How did they know?
Let's see. Susan Smith said she had kidney stones over the weekend. I don't know if she has the book, but so that kidney stones, the probable cause is lumps of undissolved anger. and that the new thought pattern is, I dissolve all past problems with ease. And that is, I kind of run into kidney stones often enough myself, which is funny that I've never looked it up before in here.
Yeah, she needed you to tell her. She needed you to look that up so you could see it yourself.
Right. Well, and I'm glad that she did. And so now next time I get one, I'm going to try and figure out where I have some undissolved anger at.
Yes.
Here's a good one, and I'm going to say this because I know my husband's not listening.
Okay.
He has knee problems. And that probable cause is stubborn ego and pride. He's a Leo, and that's one of the main characteristics of Leo is ego and pride.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? I'm not.
I know you know nothing about that, Shannon. It also says an inability to bend, fear, inflexibility, and won't give in. Oh, look, Susan is married to a Leo who has the same issues. Amazing, isn't it?
Are you guys all picking on Leos now? I don't have any problems, so there.
Well, that's good. Then you're not dealing with those probable causes. But for my husband and Susan's husband, I'll tell Susan what the new thought pattern is. Forgiveness, understanding, compassion, I bend and flow with ease, and all is well. Now try and get your husband to repeat that to himself every day.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't think that'll happen.
Put it on a little sticky note when he's, you know, brushing his teeth.
Right? Write it on the mirror with lipstick.
Deborah, he's not going to cry.
Right. Yeah. He's not going to clean the lipstick off the mirror, so you know it's safe there in lipstick.
Funny.
But,
do we have a caller? Shall we click and see what they're going to say to us?
Sure.
Or I get to click. Kind of exciting. Hello, caller.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
So where are you calling from?
Los Angeles.
Fun.
Yeah.
And what's your name?
It's Vince.
Hi, Vince.
Hi. So you're talking about Leos, and I happen to be one.
Do you have any problems?
No, I do recap it at times. But that's a different story.
They were talking about Leos with knee problems, how it's the stubborn ego and pride.
Yeah.
I'm a Leo, too. I don't have knee problems, though, so I think I'm fine.
Oh, okay. Well, me, too. So anyway, I just wanted to find out what you pick up. Next Monday, I have a hearing scheduled for a settlement in a workman's comp case. And this is the second hearing we're having on this case. So I'm wondering what you see, if you see an amount coming for me or what's going to go on with that.
Okay, well, we are not tuned in and we're not doing readings on our show.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing more information and teaching.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, I just caught the show just now, so, I know,
because it says psychic, some people do think. But, yeah, we don't do readings. But I will say this to you. Why don't you just pick an affirmation or a prayer about it and just ask that... the outcome be for the highest good of all involved. And just keep that as your affirmation.
Okay.
And don't get too attached to any certain outcome. Just be open to whatever happens. Because it always happens for a reason or a purpose, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
And don't be thinking negative things about it. Try to think positive things about it.
Okay.
Okay. Kay?
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The advice that you said was the exact thing that I was going to say.
Yeah, see, we are tuned into each other today.
Since we're talking a little bit about affirmations and and we told Vince, you know, to pick an affirmation. I think it's important that we talk a little bit more about affirmations, and because some people get it, kind of, and some people don't get it at all. And when you're thinking of an affirmation to say or to using it as a prayer about a certain situation, you always want to make sure the affirmation is all positive wording and in the present tense. Like, my favorite one to use is the debt thing. Like, people will say, will think they're affirming, I want to get rid of my debt. But the problem is, you're wanting it, and you're not, A, being rid of it, and B, you're saying the word debt, which essentially is a negative thing in most people's lives. So you don't want to use the word debt. You need to get creative with your wording and figure out a way to turn that around to something like, let me think. Something like, I have zero balances due. I have, I am financially free. Things like that, so that you're in the current.
Yes. I enjoy abundance in all forms.
Exactly. It's current, it's present, it's right now, and it's all positive wording. So people, a lot of times people think, like, well, I'm saying the right thing because I'm saying I want to get rid of my debt, which is essentially a positive thing. But in the end, when you're rid of the debt, yes, it's positive, but you're not forming it in the correct wording for the affirmation. And that's so key and important. Because if you're saying, I want to get rid of my debt, you're staying in that constant state of wanting and debt.
That's right. It's, again, use your words wisely. Or if you say, I want to be debt-free or get rid of my debt, none of those you have, because it all has a negative connotation. So you need to reframe it into something positive, like, I am easily able to pay all my bills. I am easily able to meet all my financial goals. I enjoy a prosperous bank account. There's lots of ways to reframe it into positive words.
Right. I'm trying to look up. I found a website that had a bunch of affirmations. Okay, so here's affirmations for personal wealth and money. I am grateful for the riches in my life. I am wealthier each day. I create money easily and effortlessly. I cannot speak.
Effortless. Now I can't say effortless. Effortless. Forget it. It's easy.
You all know what we mean. I have more than enough money to pay my bills. I get unexpected checks in the mail. Ooh, that one's good, because let me tell you, there was a little point in time not too long ago, probably about a year or so ago, that we kind of hit this, like, uh-oh, we need a little bit of help. And I remember thinking, money is just flowing in from nowhere. And I'm not kidding you. We got, I got something in the mail saying that I was getting a check for something that came out of nowhere. And I had done a search on my local states, like,
Oh, that money thing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I had money there.
Nice.
Yeah. See, so you have to just put it out there, and you will be surprised at the sources it comes from. Let me tell you.
No kidding, right?
Yeah.
Or someone might want you for a job, like, that's just little and short, like, to update their website. You never know where there could be a source of some finances floating
right.
in that you didn't think of or would not expect.
Exactly.
Nice.
You have to be open to it and accepting of it, and I mean, I can't stress enough with the affirmation thing. I probably drove everyone in my one class nuts because every time we had to pick affirmations for the hypnotherapy class, and
yes.
People were writing, and I'm like, no, okay, that's a great starting point, but you want to change it to this because you're putting it in the I want phase, or you're having like negative wording in there, and there were so many that I commented on. They probably hate me right now.
Yeah, but they had to learn. Well, like with the hypnosis stuff, when you're doing hypnosis with somebody, you're helping program them with all positive affirmations.
Right. And I had to, I had to do a practice session with my husband, and his was, I said, okay, well, what's one thing right now that you would like to work on? And I told him just to think about it. We had dinner or whatever. I went and took a shower or something. I gave him time to think about it, you know. And so I asked him, and he said, well, I don't want to get into anything heavy or crazy. We'll just keep it, like, you know, I want to stop forgetting things so much. Okay, so I had to change that to I remember everything with ease.
Yeah.
Because it has to be positive and in the current moment. Because had I said, I want to stop forgetting things so much, to him in his mind when he was in the trance state, what is that going to do? It's going to keep forgetting because I said forgetting.
Absolutely. It is really important when you're thinking about these things. All the energy healing and soul healing I do, it's always putting in positive information. And mm-hmm. always put at the end with grace, love, and ease.
I think an example. Go ahead.
Do everything with grace, love, and ease.
That helps everything in life, right?
It does.
But a good example they use in my class, sorry.
Okay.
Talking about little kids. When they have, like, a glass of juice or something, and you tell them, don't spill the juice. Like, here, you're walking into the front room with it. Use two hands so you don't spill. What's the first thing they're going to do? Spill. Because your mind is processing, don't spill. Your mind is hearing spill. So if you don't use those words, they're less likely to spill whatever they happen to have in their cup.
Well, it fits exactly what I was going to say. The universe and our subconscious does not recognize not or no. So, or don't, right? So when you say don't spill, it doesn't register.
Right, it doesn't register.
Yeah.
Right, like the negative wording, it doesn't register. So you have to, all they hear is spill, and that's what they do.
Or, and then they're so concentrated on not doing it that they do it because they're so worried about it. Just like last mm-hmm. week when we said, don't think about white bears. Look what everybody thought about, right?
Oh, white bears.
White bears. Whatever you do, don't think about white bears. And you just can't help but.
Right.
See, if I took out the don't, it'd be saying, think about white bears. See?
Right.
So never use no or don't or not or anything like that because it just it doesn't work. It'll just mess it up. You have to reframe it all. Even when you're muscle testing, you have to reframe it. You can't say, I don't know. There was one that people always use, and I think that it's wrong. Should. I don't like the word should.
Mm-hmm.
Really? There's nothing that we should do. And I find that if you're using the word should, it's because you really don't want to.
Yeah, I like how I remember somewhere you had said once, instead of saying should, you should change it to I get to.
Yes.
And I've used that quite a few times.
Well, it changes the energy of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, when you're doing affirmations or prayers, pay attention to your words and how those words make you feel in your own personal energy. If you don't know what to say, ask yourself. Yourself knows.
Right.
I like affirmations.
I do too. I'm very fond of them. I'm a very big fan. I use them daily. I start out my day with affirmations before I even get out of bed.
Nice. Do you have a favorite
one? I've noticed, you know what, they change from day to day. I literally, like seriously, I wake up in the morning, I kind of sit up in bed, get myself awake a little bit, do a little stretching, and then I just kind of quiet my mind, and whatever keywords come to me, I just say that for the day. Like, I am this, I am that, I am, you know, and I just go through them until the words stop coming, and
nice.
Then I say thank you and start my day, you know. And I'm always a little, there are days that I'm a little like, what? What word? Then I kind of laugh because, you know, then it's like, okay, what am I going to encounter today? You know, especially on the days where I hear, I am patient.
Ooh,
what
yeah.
do you mean I am patient?
Oh, what's going to happen today?
Right. But usually every day I throw out, I am love, or I am loving, or I am loved, because I want that to be a part of my day every day. I think that's important.
That is nice. I just say, today's going to be a great day. What adventures are going to happen today? No matter what it is, it's always an adventure.
This is true. And I was saying that for a while, too. I'm open to the adventures the day has to bring. I said that all the time when we were on vacation. Every morning I said that because I knew something fun and maybe a little off the wall for me was going to go on. And I had to be open to whatever we were encountering, even the day that I almost got seasick.
Nice. See, even that's an
important
adventure.
Right.
You know what? Ever since our superstition show, too, I have... There's the superstition that you don't get out on the opposite side of the bed that you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed one day I did, and my day was, it was like still a good day, but it wasn't like the best ever. And so since then, I've paid attention to that every day. And if I feel like I'm just going to jump across the bed and get out on their side, I don't. I stop and I think and I get out on my side. Just in case. Part of my
better
morning.
Better be safe than sorry.
Well, yeah. I rarely did it before, but I just noticed, yeah. Well, probably because we did the superstition show, and then I was told that, so then now I believe it. But it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just had to throw that in there.
I don't think I've ever gotten out of bed on the opposite side that I sleep on. Ever.
Don't try it.
I don't want to.
It was just one of the things that came up. I do have some affirmations. They're programming affirmations for success.
Okay.
So these are ones that you give yourself in a state of self-hypnosis or in a light state of meditation. Or you could also copy them down on an index card and carry with you if you want to reaffirm. So one I like, intuition from my God mind directs my intellect each and every day. And if you don't like the word God mind, you can say intuition from the universe, intuition from the universal energies, higher self, creator, source, whichever word you like.
Mm-hmm. I think that's important to figure out and use the words that you like and are comfortable with to refer to your higher source, because otherwise I don't think your prayer or your affirmation is as effective because you don't have that full faith behind it.
Right, you won't buy into it.
Right.
I use the word universe. I sometimes use God mind or higher self, but I like universe. It makes me feel better.
I use universe a lot, too. Almost always.
I'm trying to see if there's another one. Oh, here's a good one. If someone is interfering with my achieving success, I bless and release them with all good wishes for their good and spiritual growth and proceed on my way.
And you're not adding in, so they get the heck out of my way.
Nope. That one just says that.
I
might have to copy that down, put it somewhere. So that's, yeah, don't throw the lightning bolt at them is pretty much what that's saying, right? Just
right.
Bless them, carry on my little way?
Right. Hmm.
Okay. It's telling me 10 seconds.
Well, all right.
You wish to end the show with Virginia?
No, how about you tell everyone what we're going to be talking about next week?
Yes, we're going to talk about being psychic and what life is like being psychic, right? That's what
yes.
we have booked for next week. Yes. We're just going to go and give you a little bit of information about how our life is being psychic and being out in the open psychic. You know, some things that happen to us, some of the, you know, fun stuff, maybe even some of the challenges. We're just going to see where it goes. But, yeah, we're going to talk about life as a psychic.
It'll be fun.
It will be, because some crazy things happen, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and I'll probably be talking about my astrology reading a little bit, because, yeah. It will be that very same day.
Yes. I'm excited to hear about it.
Yay! So thank you, everybody, for listening. And I want to give a shout-out for everybody that listens on the archives. Know that you get a little special prayer every time you listen. Just because, you know,
mm-hmm.
I set it up that way because I can. So if you feel a nice, warm, fuzzy when you're listening to the archives, know that was my prayer. Wah-ha-ha-ha-ha. So thank you, everybody, and have an amazing full moon. Do your intentions if you have some. I got to remember to put my crystal ball in the window so it can get charged. Put your crystals out.
I'm going to take mine out and put them on my windowsill.
Sometimes I forget. So whatever it is you like to do on the full moon, it's tonight, so do it. And if you're listening to the archive, sorry you missed it. If it's within 3 days, you can still do intentions.
Yes.
If it's not, well, next time.
Right. There's always another one.
That's right. There's always next month. No big deal. Well, thanks, Virginia. It's been fun.
Thanks, Shannon. I had fun as always.
All right. See you. Chat with you next time.
Okay. Bye.